Hare Krishna. Yesterday we had a lovely day. Of course, I didn't even step outside the apartment. I just chatted and read. And in the evening we had a wonderful feast. One of the most wonderful feasts I've had, the, at least from the material point of view, because I have to qualify what I'm going to say based on what I'm going to be speaking about, I've tasted. It was really great. And today I'm just going to tell a story of from book that I've been reading, which is called Bhaktamala, and it's a story about Vaishnavas, or stories of Vaishnavas. Many Vaishnavas that we know, Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita, and then other Vaishnavas we may have not heard about, or you may have heard about them. Other sources, since ultimately these stories come from different Puranas and also probably verbal tradition. I'm going to talk about a devotee called Valmiki, but he's not the Valmiki of Valmiki Ramayana, but he's called Swapacha Valmiki. Means that he comes from a background of dog eaters. And this takes place during Krishna's time, or more to the point, during Yudhisthira Maharaj's time, either in Hastinapur or Indraprastha. And Yudhisthira Maharaj is doing a yajna, and at the end of the yajna, Krishna's conch shell will signify by itself, Krishna's not blowing it, but by itself, signify whether the yajna went according to plan, according to how it should have. And so the yajna was finished, everyone was fed, gifts were given to Brahmins, and this is Yudhisthira Maharaj who's performing, but the conch shell wouldn't blow. So Yudhisthira Maharaj was quite concerned, and he turned to Krishna. He said, "Well, what's wrong? What was the lack?" And Krishna said that, well, the lack was you didn't feed a pure devotee Vaishnava. And Yudhisthira Maharaj says, well, how's that possible? There's so many great devotees who are also here, saints and scholars and Vaishnavas that also participated and ate. And Krishna says, that's true. But none of these great personalities are free from either pride in their devotion, pride in their knowledge, pride in their relationship with me. And so that's what's lacking. And Yudhisthira Maharaj says, well, is there such a devotee in my kingdom? And Krishna says, yeah. Yudhisthira Maharaj says, well, can we know who he is so we can invite him and feed him? And Yudhisthira Maharaj says, well, Krishna says, well, I'm a little hesitant because of the fact that he's very humble. If fame comes to him, he may move out of the kingdom. Okay, well, then what do we do? Then our yajna remains incomplete. So finally Krishna relents and he says, yes, his name is Valmiki. He lives in such and such part of the city. He lives in the part where the bungies live, where the street cleaners live. And you can send Arjuna and Bhima to get him and bring him to the palace tomorrow to eat. And Krishna explains that everyone is very shocked, and he's a bungi. He says, they don't understand, Vaishnavas are very exalted persons, and you can't tell who's a Vaishnav by dint of austerity, what to speak of some position, that there's some sannyasi, or they're a renounced sage, and so on. Purity of heart is something that external symptoms and external conduct doesn't determine. In fact, pure devotees actually hide their devotional attainment by conducting themselves in very ordinary ways. So next, that day right away, then Bhima and Arjuna go to this part of town, and they go to house, knock on the door. This lady opens the door, and she sees here are the Pandavas. Obviously, she brings them in, and they come into very beautiful, very very humble house, but very nice little temple room, where he has his deities, and she immediately goes to call her husband, who comes in and offers his obeisances, and here are Krishna's associates and king's representative and so on. So he brings some water. Anyway, finally, Bhima and Arjuna get down, they exchange all kinds of exchanges, and Bhima and Arjuna express their respect for him as an advanced Vaishnava, which he has difficulty hearing. And anyway, they tell him that the king wants you to come for lunch tomorrow. Of course, Valmiki tries to avoid that. He doesn't want any recognition as a Vaishnava or someone who's eaten at the palace. But still, what can you do? Here's Bhima and Arjuna. So they're princes, so he has to do what they say. So, okay. And revealing who he was, he's telling that he's actually a street sweeper, and part of his area is the steps and the walkway leading to their palaces. And of course, they never noticed the street sweeper, or if they did, they didn't know that he was a devotee. So they were all very surprised. And next day he comes, but he doesn't want to come into the palace. He wants to eat outside. But then Krishna sends Yudhisthira Maharaj out to bring him in and tell him that Krishna wants to see him. So then finally he comes in. He comes into the house and into the palace. And they sit him down and wash his feet, and then serve him in different ways, and finally they bring out a big feast that Draupadi had cooked. And he starts eating, and the conch shell is blowing, and everyone's very happy. Now the yajna will be complete. But then around halfway through eating his meal, the conch shell stops. Krishna asks Panchajana, why do you stop? He says, because it's this imperfection in the way this meal is taking place. So Krishna says, well, what's the imperfection? And Panchajana says, ask Draupadi. So everyone turns to Draupadi, who's very embarrassed. And Yudhishthira says, well, what did you do? And Draupadi says, well, it's true that when he started eating, he just mixed all of the food all together. So then I thought, well, I made all these wonderful preparations, and I guess that's what you can expect from someone who comes from the background of dog eaters. And but now I can understand that I made a mistake, so Draupadi immediately offered her obeisances and respects. And Krishna asked Valmiki, well, why did you mix the prasadam together? Valmiki said, well, this was all offered to you, it was all prasadam, and I knew that the queen had cooked and that it would all be very wonderful, but then I was worrying that I would start thinking, well, this preparation is better than the other preparation, that preparation's not so good, and that I would commit offenses like that towards your prasadam. So that's why I just all mixed it all up and ate it like that. So then Panchajana began to blow again. And so a very interesting pastime from which lessons can be learned about who's a devotee and how a devotee should respect prasadam. So therefore, when I said that yesterday's prasadam was one of the best Gaur Purnima feasts that I ate, I qualified myself saying that that was from a sort of material perspective, although of course prasadam is not material, but in terms of tastes. Hare Krishna.